This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before we get started, a quick warning. This episode contains mentions of suicide. Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. Historically, women have been told to make themselves smaller, to diminish themselves. Some have used that idea to their advantage, disappearing into new identities. For others, a disappearance was the end to their stories, but the beginning of a new chapter in their legacies. This month, we're telling the stories of these women. We're talking about disappearing acts. Today's Womanican was the talk of the town during her sparkling film career. She inspired girls across the country to cut their hair and hem their dresses, to rouge their knees and make themselves seen, when etiquette books encouraged them to stay home and stay quiet. Even as a silent star, she was loud and boisterous for 28 years until she quickly and quietly disappeared from public life. Let's talk about Clara Bow. Clara was born on July 29, 1905, in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Her early life was tough. She was the only one of three siblings to survive childhood, born to an abusive father and a mother with mercurial moods. Clara's mom likely had severe mental illness. Untreated, she became more erratic as Clara got older. Clara sought an escape, and she found it, when she could get away in the dark of a theater hall in the silver glow of a movie screen. Clara loved watching films, at that point an industry taking its first steps. Hollywood was already rattling with promise. Charlie Chaplin had immortalized himself on Two Real Prints. Clara knew she had to get out there, somehow. In 1922, she got her first bite at stardom when she won a magazine's beauty contest. Her face plucked from obscurity. The prize was a small part in a 1922 film, Beyond the Rainbow. But Clara's scenes ended up on the cutting room floor. Undeterred, Clara landed a different part in a different movie that same year. Another bit part, sure, but that was all she needed. Clara Bow was on film. Within the next year, Clara had made her way out west and signed with a small production company. She starred in a string of silent films, re-signed with the much bigger Paramount Pictures. And then in 1927, Clara Bow hit the big time. Clara became the first ever It Girl. The phrase actually comes from Clara's first big success, a movie called It. She played a poor shop girl whose natural charm wins her the heart of her rich boss. Plot aside, one thing was clear. Clara had it. Her pout, her bobbed hair, a musical sort of magnetism that translated through the screen. As one Paramount boss put it, she danced even when her feet were not moving. Clara was a star. Over the next decade, Clara made 57 films. The majority were silent, but she made a seamless jump to talkies, a shift that stunted the careers of many of Clara's peers.
Oh, it's just another scolding. I've heard it a thousand times before. Now, sir, you don't seem like a daughter of mine.
I know, but he's going Come to be very...
She also made film history, co-starring in Wings, the first movie to win the Best Picture Oscar. Off-screen, Clara lived a life noisy enough to rival her greatest on-screen roles. Her red sports car, laden with her seven chihuahuas, was a common sight in Hollywood. Thousands of fan letters poured in for her each week. She was a fun-loving, jazzy, free-living kid. At least, that's what she told the world. In 1928, when she was 22 years old, Clara gave a tell-all interview for the magazine Photoplay. In it, she spilled everything. Her difficult upbringing, her rise to stardom, even her own insecurities. At the top of the article, she wrote, "There's only one thing you can do when you're very young and not a philosopher. If life has frightened you by its cruelty and made you distrust its most glittering promises, you must make living a sort of gay curtain to throw across the abyss into which you've looked and where lie dread memories." Partly due to this tell-all, partly due to a public legal trial, and partly due to the rigorous schedule required of Hollywood starlets, time started to catch up with Clara. She was called Crisis a Day Clara, and her final two movies weren't exactly successes. Unbeknownst to the public, Clara was also struggling with her mental health. At just 28 years old, Clara Bow retired from acting. In just a few years, one of the biggest stars in show business had erased herself off the map. In 1931, Clara entered a sanitarium, and after a few weeks moved to her home in Nevada. That same year, Clara, whose love life had always been the subject of tabloid gossip, quietly married actor Rex Bell. Together, they had two sons. Making Clara Bow, the Hollywood starlet, disappear was quite the trick. But Clara, the girl from Bay Ridge, was only human. She'd vanished from the public eye to take a break, and things weren't any easier in Nevada. She attempted suicide and was eventually diagnosed with schizophrenia. While Rex, her husband, remained in the headlines through his acting career and his later run for governor, Clara stayed out of the spotlight. When she appeared, quietly, at his funeral, she sent newspapers buzzing. As if to test just how thoroughly Clara completed her disappearing act, she voiced a character called Mrs. Hush on the 1947 radio show Truth or Consequences. Listeners could call in if they thought they could identify the voice behind Mrs. Hush. 14 years after retiring from acting, Clara stumped a nation of listeners with her voice. It took 3 months of broadcasts for someone to call in and identify Clara. The sports car driving jazz baby of the 20s lived the rest of her life in relative peace. Clara Bow died on September 27, 1965, in Los Angeles. Though she disappeared on her own terms in her own lifetime, Clara's print on film history is undeniable. Just in March of 2024, a thought-to-be-lost movie of hers resurfaced at a garage sale in Omaha, inciting new appreciation from film lovers. Her face, her dancing feet, are what helped bring around Hollywood as we know it, the first Oscar-winning movie, and smiles to countless faces in countless dark theater halls. A disappearing act she may be, but forgotten she is not. All month we're talking about disappearing acts. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. As always, we'll be taking a break for the weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
they said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Ashley Flowers, creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. Every Monday, me and my best friend Britt break down a new case, but not in the way you've heard before, and not the cases you've heard before. You'll hear stories on Crime Junkie that haven't been told anywhere else. I'll tell you what you can do to help victims and their families get justice. Join us for new episodes of Crime Junkie every Monday, already waiting for you by searching for Crime Junkie wherever you listen to podcasts.